He is Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the Messiah. He's the Son of the Living God. He's special to each one of us because he's touched each of our lives in many ways. I think there is perhaps no one here. No, I say assuredly, there's no one here who can say that their life has not been touched in a positive way.
That's right. Amen.
By the God of the universe through Jesus Christ. He is Lord. In that seventh chapter of the Gospel of Luke, let's read beginning with that 19th verse again. Here, Luke is talking about John the Baptist, and he says, "And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were coming to him, they said, John the Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits. And unto that which were blind, he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto him, Go your way, and tell John the things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Let me read just a portion of that. "Then Jesus answering said unto him, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor, unto the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." I want to speak with you a little while this morning. You need look no further than Jesus.
Amen.
Look no further than Jesus. John's disciples were sent to find out whether Jesus was really the one who John had said he was. John was concerned, and John was locked up in prison, and John was wondering after the short period of time. He had not seen what he had thought was going to come to pass rather quickly. You see, he knew that Jesus was the Paschal Lamb of God. He introduced him to those who were becoming a part of the household of faith. He introduced him to those who he was baptizing. He introduced him, saying that this is the Son of God. He was telling him this is the Messiah. He was letting him know that he's the one. Nobody had stronger faith than John the Baptist did. And when he saw him coming, he just sort of screamed out, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's him. This is the one I've been telling you about. Behold, the Lamb of God. That's John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who knew who Jesus was and trusted that he was going to be the one to change everything. But somehow it seemed that it was taking a little longer than he expected. And so he sent his disciples out and said, "I want you to just go ask him. Just go and ask him if he really is the one, or should we be looking for another? Is he the one that was to come? Is he the Messiah? Is he the one that I was telling everybody has arrived? Is he really the one?" Somehow it seemed that John needed to know a little more about what Jesus was here for. You see, I'm sure that he had read through Isaiah, and he knew that he was the Lamb of God, and he knew somehow he was going to be sacrificing and giving his life. He knew he was going to change the world. He knew that somehow salvation was going to be brought to the world through him. But he didn't, if he looked a little further in Isaiah, and I'm sure Jesus was sort of pointing to that, If he looked a little further, that 61st chapter of Isaiah, he found that some of these things that Jesus was saying, he was doing right now. I'm doing this now. Jesus was anxious about what he was going to do and ready to do what was necessary to bring the world salvation. But there was a thing, there was a plan that he had, and people were going to be taught and learn about him. The gospel was going to be preached. There were people who were going to be saved from their illnesses. There are a lot of things that Jesus was going to do. You see, all the things that Jesus was going to do leading up to going to the cross, leading up to being that Lamb of God, leading up to doing and accomplishing all that he was sent to do. There are a lot of other things, important things to that needed to happen so that people would trust him and recognize who he was. Recognize that he is the Son of God and he is able to touch lives and change situations. He was changing situations. He was changing things. So when those men came to Jesus, he said, now I want you to, Jesus didn't answer him at first. He had them to look and see what was going on. They were blind. They were getting their sight. There were those who were being healed. There was even just earlier, not too long before this, as a matter of fact, earlier in this chapter, found there was a young man who was brought back to life. All these things that Jesus was doing, Jesus pointed to that. And in the 61st chapter of Isaiah, we find that these are things that Jesus, as a matter of fact, when he went to the temple to speak, he read from the scripture in Isaiah. And when he read it, he said, this scripture has come to life today. I'm the one that the scripture is talking about, doing these things that he's mentioned right here. But you know, somehow, I guess, you recognize that John, though his faith was strong, John, though he had no doubt initially that Jesus was the Son of God. John, who testified about him, told people who he was and introduced him to those who were in the water with him when he came. That same John started to have doubt. John started to have doubt. Jesus spoke of him later, saying that there's none born to woman that's greater or more of a spokesman for the Lord than John the Baptist. But John the Baptist was having some doubt. John was going through something. You know what Jesus needed to do to help them, to go help him to get through all of that? He needed to have some testimony. Somebody had to go and tell John what they had seen. Somebody needed to go and tell John that this Jesus that he had introduced to them, Jesus the Christ, really was out doing wonderful, wonderful things. He really was the Son of God. He was changing lives. He was doing things that the Son of God was to do as according to the scriptures, as Isaiah put it. So much that he needed to do. Somehow John just needed to hear that. You know what? There are some folks who are part of our lives who know who the Lord is. They've trusted in him. There are some folks that are strong in the Lord, been strong in the Lord all their lives, but somehow it seems that they start going through some things and going through situations, and somehow those situations start bringing a little bit of doubt. Should I be trying something else? Maybe I need to find a better doctor. Maybe I need to find a better bank. Maybe there's some things I need to do. I need to have something to happen, and it doesn't seem to be happening. I've prayed about it. I've asked the Lord about it. I don't know what else to do. I've talked to folks, and somehow nobody seems to be able to give me that comfort that I need. I'm going through something. Somebody's going through something. Somebody's going through something. And what we need to do is do what Jesus did and send somebody to John. Send somebody to let John know Jesus is real. Send somebody to say Jesus is doing things. Somebody to say he's touched my life. He's changed my situation. You know, I just wish I could have an opportunity to talk to John and tell him what the Lord has done for me. I can testify about his goodness. I can testify about his love. I can tell him, no doubt, my God is real. Jesus has done things for me. Somehow it seems like that's so much testimony. We need to hear some preaching. No, preach is good, but somehow you have to hear some testimony too. It's good to have somebody to tell you, I've been there and he brought me through. John had to hear some testimonies. Jesus said, you go tell John what you've seen and what you've heard. Go tell John what you know. You need to go tell somebody what you know. Somebody's going through a spiritual crisis right now, and you know what they're going through. You talk to them, but somehow you need to let them know what Jesus has done for you. You need to let them know Jesus is real. Jesus is the Son of the living God. They may have talked to their friends and talked to their loved ones, but they need to talk to Jesus. Look no further than Jesus. Look no further than the Son of the living God. He's real, he's alive, and even though he may not be doing what you want him to do at the time you want him to do it, you can tell everybody that he is always on time. He changes situations. He changes lives. He brings about things that are good in situations that seem so terribly bad. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to hear about what the Lord brought you through. Somebody needs to know, Sister Udella, how the Lord has brought you through what you brought, what he brought you through. You may feel like, well, I know everything's all right. No, no, you need to tell somebody everything's all right because of the Lord. He brought me through a situation. He's brought me through problems. He's lifted me up when I was down. There were times I didn't think I was going to make it. Red and Polk, you are a living testimony. You need to tell somebody. If people look at you and see what Reverend Polk's looking for, no, you need to stand up and say, I'm not just feeling good. I'm feeling terribly good because the Lord has changed me. Lord has brought me through my situation. God has brought me through some things. John, I want to tell you, John, you don't need to look no further than Jesus. You don't have to try to find an answer somewhere else. You don't need to try to find help somewhere else. You know that if you need help, he can provide help through somebody or through the needs that you have. He'll be able to let you know he was there during your most difficult time. Look no further than Jesus. Put your situation in the hands of Jesus. Trust him and recognize that he loves you enough to be with you and stand by you and bring you through over and over. Look no further than Jesus. All of us have some testimonies. All of us have situations he's brought us through. All of us can look at where we were and see where we are. We may have problems even right now. We may have situations even right now. But we can look at what he's already done, and our testifying to somebody else just reminds us of what he's done. When I start talking about the goodness of the Lord and talking about what he's done for me, it reminds me he's still my God. He still loves me. He's still making changes. He's still lifting me up. I need look no further than the God of the universe through Jesus Christ. Look no further than Jesus. Don't need to wait for somebody else. Don't need to call on somebody else. Don't need to depend on somebody else. Look no further than Jesus. John, he is the one. John, he is the one. John, he is the one. Look no further. John, he's able. Look no further. John, he's been sent to help us and to bring us through all that we're... John, look no further. Look no further than Jesus. I went to the doctor a few weeks ago. And when I went, the doctor was kind of amazed because he was giving me medicine for some arthritis symptoms that I had. I was telling Barbara, we can throw those away.
Come on, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't have any trouble running up the steps. Threw the medicine away.
Yes, sir.
Don't have any problems now with all the pains. Threw the medicine away. What'd you do with the medicine, Barbara?
Yes,
threw it away. Somehow we trusted in the Lord. I was trusting in Dr. Leon. And he kept giving me different medicine, and it would take care of the pain for a while. And then it got to a point where I gave it over to the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
I have no problems running up and down the stairs. I can't run like I used to. I don't think I could outrun you out there on the track. But I believe when you get to the other end, if you waited, I'd get there. Because I can run the distance, whether fast or not, I can get there. I'm not just saying that, we look misunderstand me. I'm not saying we shouldn't be going to the doctors and expect, but Jesus provides healing through the doctors in many cases. The doctor tells you to leave this alone and don't eat any more of that and gives you some pills. And all that's good. And you need to do what the doctor said.
Right,
but the doctor has agreed with me now. Throw away the methotrexate. I don't need that anymore. Because I gave it on, I did give it over to Dr. Leon, but you know what? I gave it over to the Lord too. And somehow I knew now I need look no further than Jesus. Each one of us, everybody who's under the sound of my voice, knows of somebody who they need to testify to about the power of the Lord. John needed was for somebody to tell him about the things the Lord was doing. Somebody need to come and say how good the Lord is. Somebody need to come and say how he was preaching to the poor and how he was healing the sick and all those things. He had to hear all of that. Well, there's somebody in your life who needs to hear about what God's done for you. How that there was that situation when the doctor had given up. You had to look further than the doctor. And then you look to Jesus. Look no further than Jesus, knowing that he loves you so much. We just need to wait on him. We need to give it over to him. We need to trust in him. I'm sure that Don was glad when he heard the word back from Jesus, because Jesus, the words that he used there, are very close to exactly what was said in that 61st chapter of Isaiah. The things that he did, the things that he was doing, the way he was changing lives. Jesus, my life-saving, changing Jesus. Jesus, my friend Jesus. You got a testimony about it. This morning, we went around to tell everybody, saying just one-liners. We can say Jesus is real. Go around to tell somebody Jesus is real. You didn't just say that because somebody told you to say that. You didn't say that Jesus loves me just because the Bible says it. You said that because somehow you've come to know that he does love you. That's a testimony. You've come to know that he will bring you through. That's a testimony. You come to know that when you're going through something where it seems there's no way out, he can bring you out. That's a testimony. You've come to the point where you know that when you're sick, you have a doctor who's with you and stands by you through all those situations. I'm talking about Jesus. That's a testimony. We've got testimonies that we need to give to the Lord. Testimonies about the goodness of the Lord and about the way that he really is the one we need to love and depend on. I trust him. I know who he is. I trust him. I know that I need look no further. John, look no further than Jesus. John, trust him enough. Look no further than Jesus. Friend, loved ones, tell them they need look no further than Jesus Christ, who loves us so much and who has all power. Think of that. Jesus, he's loving, and he has all power. And he loves us so much that he'll use his power to change our lives and to bring us through our situations. You need to take that word, not the pastor's message, but your personal testimony to tell somebody. You could go and tell somebody, well, pastor told us this morning, look no further than Jesus. But if you do that, you should take it a little further. Said, and I know that that's right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Because I'm a testimony. I'm a living testimony. Tell somebody to trust in the Lord. Tell somebody to put it in the hands of Jesus. And say it by letting them know that you've already done just that. And he's brought you through your situation. Has he brought you through?
Yes, he has.
Has he changed something? Yes, he has. You need to tell somebody. You know that in the 9th chapter of John, it starts off about a young man who was blind. And the disciples asked, who sinned? Was it his mother, his father, or was it him? Said, no. It wasn't his mother, his father, wasn't him. This was actually, to sum it up, it was giving God an opportunity.
Come on, sir.
To show what he could do.
Yes, sir.
It was a situation that God, he had been blind all his life. It was an opportunity for God to use that situation.
Yes, sir.
To let somebody know he's real.
Yes.
That situation that you were in may have seemed terrible, but God wants to use that. He brought you through it. God wants to use what he brought you through, or what he's bringing you through, or what he brought you out of, or what you know he's going to bring you out of. He wants to use all of that.
Thank you.
Giving you a testimony.
Yes, sir.
So you can tell folks they need look no further. Look no further than Jesus.
Amen.
Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we realize, Father, you've given all of us some messages, not sermons, Father, but testimonies. Testimonies where we can go out and tell people that you are real. Testimonies where we can let people know that the situations we found ourselves in, you've brought us out of. That they need look no further than you when they're going through their problems and their trials and their difficulties. They know that you're there and you want to bring them through. You want each of us to use what has happened in our lives that we might become living testimonies to somebody. Living testimonies, the things we've done, the problems we've had, the situations you brought us out of. Father, somehow you want us to tell somebody about it. You want us to be living testimonies about the goodness of the Lord, letting people know you are God, and letting people know that when we put the things in your hands that we're going through, when we put our situations in your hands that we find in our life, that we, if we just put them in your hands, trust in you, we need look no further. So thank you for your love. Thank you, Father, for reminding us we need look no further than Jesus, reminding us that he came into the world to change our lives. And somehow, if we just trust enough to put our lives in his hands, we're going to find that he's going to make everything fine in our lives. Bless us, Father. Bless us with a testimony to give to others. And as we give that testimony, we'll just be reminding ourselves of what you've done for us and what you've brought us through. In the precious name, the loving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us stand. Somebody has a situation that needs changed. I recommend that you talk to the Lord about it, recognizing that he's able and he's loving enough to change what you're going through. But I'm asking further that for those of you who can't help but see what he's already done and how he's already brought you through, the blessing that he's brought upon you, somehow you need to be willing to tell other people about what the Lord has done. Tell others, like John, that they need look no further than Jesus. Is there somebody here this morning who has not yet given themselves over to the Lord? That you know that he loves you. You know that he's been there for you all of your life. Not that you've given yourself over to him, but he's been showing you love anyhow. He wants you to put yourself in his hands so he can help you to become all that he would have you to be. He loves you. He loves you so much. Christ so loved the church that he gave his life for the church. He gave his life for those who accept him as Lord and Savior. Is there somebody who wants to say, I accept him, recognize him as my Lord, and realize I need look no further than him, and want to embrace the relationship with Jesus Christ? Is there somebody who wants that relationship? Or maybe there's somebody who's already gotten that relationship, already has that special relationship with the Lord, but somehow you haven't been able to serve him as you would because you're not at the place where you accepted him. But somehow you feel good or feel comfortable and feel spiritually connected here in this household of faith. If that's you, why don't you come on? Why don't you come on and give yourself over to the Lord and let the world know I've decided to look no further. I've decided to make Jesus Christ my choice, my Lord. Amen. God bless you all.